place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of
Mission.
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 It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. What is going on? It's Dave Colombo Jenkins and I'm joined by Nick. And we got a really, really special show, haven't we, man?
Yes, we do. It's that time again for a new Mission episode. So this is Mission 02. It's here.
Sweet.
It'll be out today on Bandcamp and everywhere tomorrow on the 1st of December. It'll be out everywhere. Yes, so this is all the music from Mission 2 that we're going to be playing, all new music. It's
brilliant.
A lot, and I can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through. We are literally on a mission, so let's crack on. Tell us all about this next track, this first track.
Yeah, so this mission starts with Holly Darkness Edge. Of course, Holly is always in the mix when it comes to the Mission stuff and sort of the Vision Beats world. He is very prolific, very productive, always sends lots and lots of beats. This is one we'd actually had earmarked for quite a while, and it just stuck with us for a really long time. And this cool, like, haunting theme was, we thought, the best way to start off this journey, this mission.
Yeah, definitely. I love these two-step vibes. Big up, Holly. Something very modern, some real thrust in euphoria. This is Masev, Figurine.
Yeah, we thought this one was really cool because it does a more modern sound, but it has this nice, it holds back a little bit, which makes it very honest sounding, and that's something that is often missing from the more modern directions that this music is taking, I think. So big up Masev for this one.
Yeah.
Called Figurine.
flipping the switch to something incredibly pounding now. We've actually played this on the show months and months ago. This is Hamdi. Yum. And this is, I'm loving everything that Hamdi does, man.
Yes, of course. Like, it's really nice to have this sound on there as well, to have, you know, playful, fun club tracks. And he just nails the vibe.
He really does.
Yes, this is another one of those tracks that we had signed, earmarked for ages. And then when the final call comes to sort of, you know, put together the track list, there's obviously a lot of new music as well. And sometimes the new music is kind of competing with the older stuff. And it's like, oh, maybe we should let those older tracks go or replace them with something newer. But this one just kept popping up like, nah, this one's just a vibe and we need to have it. It's Oat, Stop Steppin'. Big up.
Yeah, do you know what OAT stands for?
Only
a transition.
Ooh.
Yeah, which I thought was nice and deep. Big up, OAT. Now time for something from Dez, who I learned is one half of the Bass Brothers from Portugal. This one is Vibration. What can you tell us about this one, Nick?
Well, this is the kind of track that makes me wish that I could stand next to Tyson Martin while he drops a jump up track in a noisier set, and it's, you know, one of these style tracks.
Yes.
So much fun and so much energy, and just, yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
It's like
on.
it's not ridiculous, it's not, but it's just fun and exciting. I don't know. It's hard to put into words.
No, I totally got that vibe completely.
Vibration. Thank you.
This one's so sick.
What's next, so, man?
Yes. Ooh. And we're also, again, very happy to feature Monopoly on this mission.
Oh. A big friend of the label. He's been on the label quite a few times.
This vocal, this track's called Space Bass. It's self-explanatory. I'm so happy with this track. It always makes me smile.
Space in time. I brought these rhymes from the 0 point. Space 0 point. Neuro point the fire from my.
Next level, big up Monopoly. Now time for MC Hammer's favorite tune on the Mission 02 album. It's Nails by Mono Man. That's my only pun of the show. I'm going out there now. It's over and done with. Big up Connor, aka Emperor, aka Mono Man in this instance. This really does hit hard like nails.
Yes, big up the monument. Love that one. It reminds me of Moody Good a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just what this mission needed, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And now for somebody who you might not know about, a producer called Nemi. This track is called Deep Talker, and we found it in our inboxes, and it just has a vibe. It just locks into something, and we couldn't shake it. So we had to include it. It's called Deep Talker.
Yeah, really, really cold tune. Representing Serbia, Nemi, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and I know how happy he was when he signed this tune. He was absolutely over the moon. Big up Nemi. Long time coming, because I know he's been a huge fan of Vision as well. So big up Skills, man. We'll be right back.
Ah, I love it. I really, really love it when a new producer comes along who nails a vibe that I think I know as well, and that is like ingrained in what I, how I experience drum and bass and what I love about it. Like, yeah, that's what I love about that Deep Talker track.
Yeah.
And now something, another something, big switch. Secret Tape with a track called IOU. Secret Tape is actually Ooh-Ah from the Glitch Mob and Marauda.
So
it's a very exciting collaboration. Really cool to have these guys along for the ride.
I hope to hear more from Secret Tape. So now on to Mario Subtension, who recently did an awesome takeover with the Outsiders on the show just a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, tell us about Reason.
Yeah, so this track we actually had signed for a long time, but I kept wanting him to change the vocal because I wasn't feeling the vocal. I was like, can you try something else here? I was like pushing and pulling and trying to, I don't know, fix a problem. And now I've been convinced that it's not a problem anymore. And Jaap also was very surprised that I had a problem with the track. And I was gonna let it go. And then we lived with it for quite a while, played it a lot. And Jaap was in my ear and I was like, yeah, we should put this out on Mission. It really deserves a spot. It's actually one of the biggest tracks probably on the compilation.
Brilliant.
So I'm sorry, Subtention. I love your work.
Awesome.
And this is a great track. It's called Reason.
feeling that. Big up, Mario. I'm really, really, really feeling this. I mean, this is a bit of a dream collaboration, really. Rohan and Tom Finster. And I hope, I'm sending this out, I'm manifesting this now. I want a takeover with Rohan and Tom Finster on board, because I think the collection, we've already had a takeover with Rohan, but I need him back and I want Tom Finster on board. Two very emotional fellows. This is an emotional tune, but weirdly it's called Annihilation. But this actually has put a tear to my eye. It's epic, man. This, I love this.
Yeah, very happy to have this included. Maybe the Annihilation is like a link to the movie, because that movie, do you know what movie I mean? That also, like, is a beautiful poetic movie, but the title is Annihilation.
Right.
Just like you said.
Wow, I need to check that out.
I love the fact that we were able to include that. And also this one, Holographic, a very exciting project that you might already know about. This track is called Splasher, and it's quite inimitable. It had a really cool title before it was called Splasher. It had like a 5-6 word title.
Oh, right, of course. I thought Splasher was quite a cool title as well, because a splasher is someone who is a messy pisser, basically. The type of guest that you have who pisses all over the floor. So that made me chuckle anyway, really. Now on to someone who isn't, I imagine anyway, I've never had him as a guest, but I imagine this man is not a messy pisser. It's Hurst. But I've actually, right, like, I've got a mind-blowing fact. It's not pronounced Hurst. He says host. He says host is just a typographical thing. We've been saying Hurst. I've definitely been saying Hurst for like almost 2 years now. It's host. Like, that blew my mind when I spoke to it.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't change my opinion on his music. I think it's beautiful, man. This is amazing. Tell us about it.
This is probably the loudest thing on the whole compilation. And yeah, this just stuck with us. I don't really get how he's able to make such a simple groove have so much momentum.
Yeah.
It's just really cool. Big
up. Yeah, brilliant. Big up, host.
And it's called That You.
You
You
yes. was this?
Well, this is another act that you might not have heard of, or you may have if you've kept your ear to the ground. It's S. Merck. And really cool music, really fun, exciting, creative,
incredible,
fresh. And this track is called MOVA, Mova.
Mova. Brilliant. Time for something from Australia, I believe. I think Youth is from Australia. Yeah, and this is called The Truffle. I don't know what type of truffles make you create such scary, crazy sounds like this, but I want to eat one.
Yeah, this is so hypnotizing.
Yeah.
This one is probably Yap's favorite. I don't know if I can speak for Yap, but I think it's might be his favorite. Jam Thieves, Rosin.
We'll be right back.
Now for music from Tantron, a young Dutch producer.
Yeah.
This track is called Quicksand. And a fun note about this is that when I had initially given this feedback, I wrote to Jaap my feedback, and I had just written it in the way I would talk to him, which was a little more negative than I would than what I would want the artist to actually hear.
Oh no.
So he didn't translate it, he just copy-pasted it to the artist. And but yeah, this track came out really nice. Tantron, Quicksand.
Yeah, I love how this one develops. It's exhilarating.
Yeah, this is probably the Posi Cosine as well, so.
Posi Cosine.
It's been a while since I've done that, so.
Yeah, better have a Posi Cosine on a mission LP. Yeah.
To another friend of the label and of the show who's done a takeover in the past is Thomas DJ Rise. Just a Dream.
Yeah, this is Holly's brother, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
They're kind of sandwiching the Mission compilation a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, you know, always productive, always prolific, and this is one that stood out for us called Just a Dream. Yeah, a late addition to Mission 02, Moitra, young producer, if you will remember. I really like this. It's in a way reminiscent of Imanu's Incessant remix, but it doesn't lean on the exact same things. It's just really cool.
It uses that same kind of staccato kind of momentum.
Yeah, it's got that eighth rhythm that is quite dominant. And actually, there haven't been a lot of tracks that I've heard that have done that. So we felt like, yeah, we really wanted to put this out.
Yeah.
Sounds vibes. Really good.
umming and ahhing about my Yamuk, and I might have two Yamuks actually. This is my Yamuk on a kind of more wonky flavour. It's John Casey, another person who's been on the show relatively recently. It was because he was on the Resonant Collection. Yeah, this is Tipler. Loving this one. Real woozy, strange stuff. Big up, John.
Yamuk.
Yes, I love this too, especially the way the low end moves around. Like, yeah, the way this grooves and the rhythms of it is incredible, I think.
I know zero about this person.
That's because, actually, this came in through Jonathan Imanu. He sent us this young producer, Exotics.
Cool.
He's like, you guys should check this out. And we're like, all right, cool. And yeah, we ended up signing this track, Inferno. It just nails the vibe. Very minimal. Just well done.
And now here's another artist I know very little about, besides the fact that they were on Tectonic relatively recently, and it's very techno-y, isn't it, this one?
Yeah, but did you know that this is actually Hybris?
Oh! No way! Wow! Okay.
Yeah. It's Hybris's new alias.
In my notes, I've got in brackets, possibly an alias, just because there's something about it. It sounds too accomplished to be a new artist with only 60 listeners on the SoundCloud and stuff. So,
true,
right, go on. Big up, Hybris. Yeah. Right, keeping things deep, keeping things different, keeping things 140-ish now. Tell us all about this one. This is another regular on the label, a friend of the show.
Yeah, we obviously we're going through a lot of material from Forbidden Society as well, because he always brings a certain vibe, and he's like, you know, evolving and changing. And this is one of the tracks that stood out because it's more playful than his often. It's very dark and vacuum, his work, which I love, but this one has a playfulness and these imperfections that I think are actually make it really come alive. This one's called Replica.
Big up, Jindrik. And now it's a bit of a switch now as well, because we've got the Outsiders, who are known for their kind of sweeter, poppier sounds. But this one's probably one of the heavier tunes that they've done. It's called In Need. But even when they go dark, there's still these little shards of light, which I really, really like. Very, another playful tune.
True.
Everybody needs to
Big up the Outsiders. And now, of course, we need to have a current value track.
It's the law,
always
isn't
moving,
it?
Always changing. And he'd been making some very interesting experiments recently. And this one is actually, we signed this probably, well, a while ago. And it just stuck in my head and stuck in my head. And it's one of those tracks that, for some reason, really triggers me. Like, I think, like, my brain goes 1,000 miles an hour when I hear a track like this. I don't really know why.
Oh, brilliant.
But I love it. It's called Life of Its Own. Big up Current Value.
Big up to him. Now the penultimate tune of the show. This is Aleph. I think he's from the US. I can't quite remember, but I know I really, really liked his album on Renraku last year, Ego Death. So tell us all about Synapse Break, because this does live up to his name, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's been hitting us with some really interesting music, and a lot of it is also more melodic and not so dance floor oriented perhaps. And this was one of those tracks like, whoa, if you go that direction you're kind of scaring us almost. And I just love this. I love the aesthetic of all of the sounds, like this, it's really nailed, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to wrap up now. What's the final track on the Mission 02 album and the last track on this show?
Well, we were very, very lucky to get this track, I think. This act, this group is called E.T. Finger.
Brilliant name.
Yeah, really brilliant name, which suits the whole vibe they're going for. The track is called Skate Park, and it's just instantly evokes images of, you know, those skate videos from the 90s, those skate parks. Like, it just transports you to that world. I love what they did. And it's actually the project of Bro Safari and UFO together.
Wow.
Which is really cool to have these people involved on Mission. So we're very happy to have this track, and it's the perfect closer. It's such a,
definitely.
Love that, to have that American, the more of the American culture involved in this, because this feels so, you know, like where a part of American drum and bass was born as well. That's where this is from too. And I love having that involved in Mission.
Yeah, really important. This is a fully international collection, and I've really enjoyed the show and your selection and creation for this album. And this is my second Yamach of the week and Yamach of the album. I love the way that the drums mutate on this. So huge shouts to Bro Safari and UFO as well, and huge shouts to everybody who has listened to the show, supports the album, sends us music, supports us on Patreon and Discord and every other which way that you do support us. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week.
Thank you. Yes. Peace.
Nick, we've missed out a tune. We've missed out my tune.
Oh, your tune? What's your tune called?
No, Dave.
No, Dave.